Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your blessings. We thank you for another day that you've made and another day that we've been blessed to be able to bless your name, to magnify your name, to glorify your name, and to lift up your name. I love you, God, forever. With all of my heart, God, all of my mind, all of my soul, God, I love you, God, from the depths of my soul, but God, because, God, you have loved me, oh, God, through thick and through thin. You've blessed me through thick and through thin. You've been there through thick and through thin, and my heart, God, belongs to you. And so you're worthy of all praise. Hosanna, we praise you. We lift up your name. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We bless thy name, for when praises go up, the blesser comes down, and we need more of your blessings. God, we need more of your presence. God, we need more of your anointing. So hear the prayers, and hear the cries, and hear the praises of your people as we cry out to you, holy, holy, holy. For God, you are an awesome God, a mighty God, a magnificent God, holy, holy, holy. As we lift up your name, for there is none like you. There's none like you in heaven. There's none like you in earth. There's none like you in the earth below. And so we bless you. We lift you up, God. We extol your name, God. We give you the highest praise, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, God, for you are worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our adoration. You're worthy to be lifted up and worthy to be adored. For you have done so many marvelous and great things in our lives that we cannot even tell it all. Words cannot express our gratitude. Words cannot express how grateful we are. Words cannot even be brought up into our limited vocabulary, the greatness of the God that we serve. And so with our limited vocabulary, God, we just say thank you this morning. Thank you for another day that you've made. For I often declare, God, that this is the day that the Lord hath made. Thank you for making another day just for me. Hallelujah. Because, God, you do things personally, God. You are an intimate God. God, the songwriter said that you are my personal Jesus. You are mine, Lord, and I thank you. And I am yours, Lord, and I thank you, Lord. You look beyond my faults, God, and I thank you, Lord. You breathe the breath of life into me this morning, and I thank you, Lord. You gave me the right mind, oh God, a right mind this morning, and I thank you, Lord. A reasonable portion of health and strength this morning, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, a reason to live, God, the hope for today and the hope for tomorrow, God. I thank you, Lord, for you do great things, Lord. And you don't only just you not only just do great things, but you keep on doing great things for me. Over and over again, great things. Over and over again, open doors, God. Over and over again, God, blessing me, God. Over and over again, God, keeping me. Over and over again, you keep on doing great things for me. And so why, oh God, are we worthy of you to do great things for us? For God, you look beyond our fault, saw that we were in desperate need of you. And your word tells us that there was no good thing that you will withhold for them that fear you, those that love you, those that are called by your name. And so, God, you do great things, God, because we belong to you. We've been stamped, oh God, with your spirit. And your spirit is what keeps us. Your spirit is what reminds us that we have a promise. We have a hope that is not just in this day, but it's for our life, oh God, forevermore with you. You have stepped in us. You have stepped in us, God, your spirit, God, because you have chosen to dwell with your people. No longer do we have to go to the temple to just talk to the priest to get access to you. But now we have direct access to you, direct access to call on you, direct access to talk to you. And so, God, that's what we choose to do, God, during these early morning prayer sessions, is to take time to come before your presence, come before you singing, come before you magnifying you, come before your presence, oh God, to pray, to seek your face, to seek your direction, to seek that your will might be done in our lives, to lean not unto our own understanding, but to yield to you in all of our ways, to submit to your authority, to submit to your grace, God, that you may help us, that you may lead us, that you may guide us, that you may direct us, that you may order our footsteps, God, and that you may bless us, for the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And God, we delight when you help us, God. We are pleased, God, when you bless us, Lord. We are, God, ecstatic, God, when you order our footsteps and direct our pathways, because we walk through different valleys. We walk through different situations. We walk through different trials and tribulations, Lord. But you will never leave us nor ever forsake us, Lord. You will be with us, God. And what is important is that your word is what tells us that. And so, God, as we study your word, God, open up our minds and our understanding, God, that we may apply your word to our day-to-day lives, because it's your word that will keep us. It's your word that will sustain us. It's your word that will bless us. And so I thank you for the time of studying last night during our prayer, praise, and study. Thank you for all that came out, God, and thank you for all that had a mindset or a desire to learn of you. Because the more we know about you, God, the more we can trust in you, the more we can believe in you, the more we can understand that your word is your bond. God, you don't fall short of your word. Your word doesn't return back unto you void, but it accomplished what it set forth for it to accomplish. So when we do our part, God, your word guarantees that your word will come to pass. God, I thank you, Lord, because your word is your bond. God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, that you've already told me that I'm the head and not the tail. God, I thank you, oh God, that you told me that I can be the lender and not the borrower, God. I thank you, Lord, that you told me that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Thank you, Lord, that your word tells me that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God, I want to say thank you because your word tells me that I can know that all things work together for the good of those that love God and those that are called according to his excellent purpose. God, that's your word, God. Your word said I'm blessed in the city. If I obey your word and I submit to you, I'm blessed in the fields, Lord. I'm blessed when I come. I'm blessed when I go, God. Everything I touch is blessed, God. My family is blessed. My children are blessed. My wife is blessed, Lord. My ministry is blessed, Lord. My finances are blessed, God. My cattle, God, and my possessions are blessed, God, because you will bless your people. I thank you because your word tells us that. And if we stand upon the promises of your word, God, there's nothing, no good thing that you will withhold with us. You told me, oh, God, I don't have to worry about the enemy before me, that if I fear not, God, and be courageous, you will be with me. You'll fight my battle. You'll fight my battle, God. You'll do the. You'll give me victory, God. And you've done it over and over again, God, throughout the Bible. You fought for your people. You are a protective God. You are a protective parent, God, and you don't allow the enemy to abuse your people. You don't allow, even when we sin, God, and you send judgment our way, oh, God, the enemy can't just take advantage of us. The enemy can't abuse us. The enemy can't just do us wrong, Lord, because you're protective of your people. You're protective of your possession, God. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, today. Hallelujah. Oh, God, even when I fall short, Lord, the enemy only can do what you allow for him to do unto us, God. I want to say thank you, God, for mercy, God. Thank you, Lord, for grace, unmerited favor. God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for being a compassionate God, a God of compassion, a God of love. Oh, God, I want to say thank you this morning. And I ask that your will might be done in our lives this day. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. There are still walls that are before us, God. Oh, God, there's still a Red Sea before us, Lord. Hallelujah. There are still tracks that are ahead of us, Lord. Order the footsteps of your people. Lead and guide and direct us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, thine will be done, God. Help me to submit to your will, God, so that you may order my steps. So that you may lead, God, and direct me. So that you may grant me the victory, God, for this day. I'm more than an overcomer through you. And no matter what obstacle may be before us this day, it's a day that you made. So I can rejoice, God. I can be glad in the day. I don't have to walk with my head down defeated. But I can look to the hills from which cometh my help. Because my help cometh from you, the one who made heaven, the one who made earth. The one who spoke it all into existence, God, I serve the one who is all-powerful and can do nothing. Oh, God, can do anything but fail. Thank you, God, that I belong to you. Thank you, Lord, that I'm your child. I'm your royal priesthood. I'm your chosen generation. I'm a peculiar people. I belong to you, Lord. And so, God, if there's anything in us that's unlike you that will cause your spirit to be uncomfortable in us, cast the devil out of the minds right now. Cast the devil out of the wheels right now. Cast him out of our way. Cast out flesh. Help us to put flesh under subjection, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let flesh get none of your glory, God. I'm determined, God, today to not allow the flesh to get any of your glory. I won't say words that I don't need to say. I won't look at things that I don't need to look at. I won't go places that I'm not supposed to go. God, I don't want this flesh to get any of your glory, Lord. But all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, it belongs to you on this day. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm not worried about yesterday. But every step that I take today, let the praises of our King, let it rise among your people on this day. Everywhere I go, God, let the glory of our Lord shine upon us, God, and be with us all day long, God. Whatever I say, God, let it be, oh, God, let it be few in words, oh, God, but that it glorifies you and magnifies you and lifts up your name, God, and brings honor to you as I walk by faith this day and not by sight. Help me not to lean unto my own understanding, but in all my ways, I acknowledge you right now. I acknowledge that you are King. I acknowledge that you are Lord. So God, please, as your word says, direct the pathways of your people on this day. Keep us in your arms of protection all day long. We bind any hurt, we bind any harm, and we bind any danger. We pray for the young lady that Missionary Howard asked us about yesterday. The one who is having the issue with her leg, and God is going to lead to her death and is not handled. Touch the mind right now. Touch her heart right now. God, give her the mind not to give up. God, that's what the enemy wants us to do, to give up, God, but give her the spirit not to give up. So we pray that you will give her a mind, God, not to give up, but to hold on to you. Then the young man who had some cancer, God, that they were treating wrong. I can't remember his name, Lord, but you know the name. We pray for his surgery, God, that's coming up, God, that you heal, deliver, and set him free from that cancer that's in his body. We bind sickness, we bind the disease, God, and we plead the blood right now. The blood heals. The blood still works in the mighty name of Jesus. Then we plead the blood on Mother McCowan, God. Yes, we heard last night when we got in that the swelling had subsided, God, but we want to bind that gout right now. God, cast it out, Lord. You can do it. God, you can heal it and remove it right now in the name of Jesus, God. Let her be able to walk around, God, like there's like nothing happened, God, yesterday, Lord. Touch her right now. Strengthen her right now, God. Heal her body right now, God. And do it for your glory and do it for your honor in the mighty name of Jesus. And then other prayer requests that we have that are unspoken, God. My son needs your help in his finances, the school, Lord. And the other unspoken prayer requests that we have, God. You do it, God. We put them into your hands. We trust you, God, that you're able to do anything, oh, God, in everything but fail. And so we believe in you today. And our hope is in you all this day long. Thank you, God, for another day that you've made just for me. And bless me throughout this day. In Jesus' precious name, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.